In our life, when we want to attain success, we want to reach our goals, and they're not within our capacity, what does a believer do? He turns to Allah. He uses a special gift given to him by Allah, a tool that Allah has granted. And similarly, when we hit rock bottom, we fall into hardship, we're grief-stricken, we're worried, we're concerned, and again, we can't get out of that situation, what do? We turn to Allah. We use a special gift, a tool that Allah has granted us, to alleviate that difficulty and to get out of that situation. What do we use? And what sunnah are we referring to? This is the beautiful sunnah of dua, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person supplicates, he reaches a maqam which he could not have done if he did not supplicate. When a person supplicates in the court of Allah, makes dua, he gains salvation from many calamities which otherwise he would have been stuck in. In the noble Quran, in Para 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 186. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'ani. Translation, I accept the supplication of the one who supplicates when he supplicates to me. Subhanallah. This verse of the Quran, glad tidings have been given. Those who supplicate in the court of Allah, those who fulfill this sunnah, those who act upon this sunnah, those who make dua in the court of Allah, what is the bishara? What is the glad tiding? That Allah answers that call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that supplication that they make in His noble court. In another verse of the Quran, Para 24, Surah Mu'min, verse 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Subhanallah. The translation is, pray to me, I will accept your dua. So in these two verses, encouragement has been given. We should raise our hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should present our cases, our issues in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one verse of the Quran, those who turn away from making dua, those who do not supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla wa ala has rebuked them because they're not fulfilling the role of an abd. An abd, a slave, he calls out to his master and they're not applying this, implementing this in their life. So in the same verse as the previous one, Surah Mu'min, verse 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدَخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Translation, indeed those who are arrogant from my worship, soon they will enter the fire in a state of disgrace, in a state of humiliation. Now in this verse of the Quran that I just recited, the word ibadati, ibadah, this refers to dua as explained by the knowledgeable scholars of Islam, the ulama, the mufassirun, the commentators of the Quran. So this is highlighting the importance of making dua and not depriving oneself. Because the one who does not make dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that person entering the fire of hell, in a state of humiliation. Why? Because he's arrogant. Why does he turn away from doing dua? He's arrogant. He thinks, everything I've achieved is because of myself. Everything I've attained in life, my own doing, my own hard work. Nobody helped me in this. He forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's arrogant. So this is why the punishment has been mentioned.